Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's get to your phone calls. Go to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on live and local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Kevin?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Hey, we keep getting back to this situation of where these cops are shooting people and they're dying on the spot. Like you just had that lady that used the gun instead of the taser. I think it's time to start training our police instead of shooting the center mass, we need to start shooting to injure. We need to change that policy.
Here is the problem, and that came up in the news conference today in Columbus, Ohio. And what they found is that two things. Center mass is easier to hit, okay? You try and, wing them, like on the knee or whatever, you kneecap them. The dangers to people around the intended victim, they're at risk.
I just don't follow that at all. If you're not a good enough shot at 20 yards to hit a guy in the knee with a Glock 40, you shouldn't be on the police force. I'm done with this conversation at center mass. You're gonna keep having dead black people. You keep shooting them to kill them like that. You either shoot to injure or nothing's gonna change with the police department. Bottom line.
Well, let me just ask you, Columbus, Ohio, I don't know if you've seen the video, but the 16-year-old girl had a knife and was going to attack two other girls, teenage girls. Did the cop do the right thing?
No, he had plenty of time to shoot her. I watched the whole video.
Okay.
If you're that bad of a shot, you do not belong on the force. That lady was a big lady. You could have shot her right in the ass.
Yep.
And that would have dropped her right there. You didn't have to do that and open fire for no reason like that. That was ridiculous.
Hey, Brady, I'm glad you called, and I thank you. It came up, and that's not a part of the training. Cops are trained to shoot center mass because it's a bigger target. And the possible dangers to others around if you start trying to shoot into the ground or shoot at somebody's ankle or knee. I agree. On paper, that sounds like a reasonable change of training, but I'm not sure if it'll work. And they asked the sheriff or the chief of police in Columbus, Ohio, and he said that's not the way we train. So stick around. More to do. Oh, coming up. Chuck Muth on the happenings of the last 24 hours. He is a political pundit. What does this mean politically? We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Coming up on 5:32 right now as you work your way home after a long day at work. And the good news here is there's no restrictions through the resort area of Interstate 15. However, there is a caveat. Rush hour speeds continue as you work through there. Bumper to bumper on the 515 westbound at Eastern. It's been sluggish most of the afternoon as you work through the construction there. 515 eastbound at Main. We're seeing some slow flows on that flyover ramp as you leave Interstate 15 northbound, merging over to 515 east. You'll tap the brakes on the beltway there, 215 west at Tenaya. Also, US 95 northbound at Ann Road, some congestion through there as well.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Las Vegas Bowl has a brand new sponsor. That would be SRS Distribution, as they are going to replace Mitsubishi Motors as the title sponsor of the game.
This past year, the game was not played because of COVID-19. This upcoming season, it'll be a matchup between a Pac-12 school and a Big Ten school as part of a rotating cycle that also includes the SEC. The Las Vegas Bowl is owned and operated by ESPN, one of 17 bowl games that they have full control over. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they're back at this evening as they are set to match up against the San Jose Sharks. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Wednesday Hump Day edition. A Hump Day is always special around here because we get to have Chuck Muth on, the president of Citizen Outreach. He is a political pundit. He is a political operative. He is a political consultant. And he is also with us every Wednesday. I wanted to talk to him today about the political implications of those three guilty verdicts yesterday in Minneapolis. And I asked Chuck earlier today what he thought of the quick verdicts in Minneapolis.
No, it didn't surprise me. I'm not so sure that he was able to get a fair trial necessarily with all the media attention and the hype on this. But let's assume that the jurors did do their due diligence and did come to this decision. That's the way the system is supposed to work, and a jury of his peers found him guilty. Now that we go into the appeals process, and that's going to be interesting, because even the judge in the case lambasted Representative Maxine Waters for essentially trying to taint the jury pool with her comments calling for more blood on the streets or action or whatever she actually
confrontation,
said.
I think it was. More confrontation.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, what Maxine Waters said was far, far more of an incitement to violence than anything President Trump ever said prior to the certification of the votes, and yet they impeached the president for that, and they just let Maxine off and didn't even give her a slap on the wrist. It's just disgusting.
Well, and what is interesting is that most of downtown Minneapolis was boarded up. There weren't riots in the streets. In fact, it became almost like a street party or a street dance with music and food and barbecue and everything. And it was totally different than what a lot of people thought it was going to be. My question is, what happens next? There are still going to be three other cops on trial in August, the cops that stood around and watched this guy kill him right before their very eyes. What happens next?
I don't think any of us really know, because it all depends on the actual evidence against the officers, what they're charged with, and what the defense is. And it's quite possible that the defense for those other officers, well, it will be different from, obviously, the defense from Officer Chauvin. But, you know, will it be effective enough to sway jurors? There's no way to tell until you actually sit through the trial and listen to all the testimony and then figure out what's going to happen. This much I do know. Even with the Chauvin verdict, guilty on all three counts, that still wasn't enough for many of these race hustlers out there who only want to continue to divide the nation and continue throwing fuel on the fire. They will never be satisfied, no matter what happens with Officer Chauvin or the other officers this coming summer. This is almost an industry, and it's a very lucrative one for some folks, especially Al Sharpton, as we all know, and they're not going to go away. Whether there really is an element of racism in any of these instances or not, it doesn't matter to them. All they want to do is to continue fanning the flames.
And by the way, the number of the people that you just mentioned were there taking a victory lap in Minneapolis, calling news conferences, dealing with the George Floyd family. Al Sharpton was there. Jesse Jackson was there. My question is, and I've always asked this whenever there's any sort of event like we saw yesterday, and I always ask myself the question, what are the political ramifications of this? Will there ever be a Black Lives Matter political party that actually influences election, that gets people nominated, gets people elected to office? What will happen next in all of this politically?
Well, I don't foresee it ever becoming a political party. The folks who would join the Black Lives Matter party are already 100% in the Democrats' corner. They may float some candidates of their own in Democrat primaries. That would be more likely than to actually forming a third party, which would go absolutely nowhere.
Because I go back to like Occupy Wall Street and some of the other things that have happened, and I always ask the question: nothing will happen until they can actually influence elections. Do you see this as a movement that could influence elections?
It could, but I only see that where that would happen would be in districts where there is a large Black population. And the Democrat candidate in a race in that particular district isn't seen as being radical enough, in which case then a Black Lives Matter type candidate in a Democrat primary against such a candidate would probably have a good opportunity to win in such a primary. But outside of a district makeup like that, I don't think they're going to get much traction whatsoever.
Again, joining us as he does every Wednesday, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. I want to ask you, because the family, Ben Crump, Al Sharpton, members of the George Floyd family, they all said the same thing. This is not the end. This is the beginning. And one of the things they're talking about is police reform and what that would look like. In your view, is there any doubt in your mind that what we saw on that 9 minutes, 29 seconds of video was simply bad policing? I mean, that's what it came down to for me.
Yeah, I'm not going to go there. I've never been in the shoes of a police officer in those types of situations. I've seen situations, like, matter of fact, I saw one just last week up in Carson City when I was up there, where police had surrounded a woman who had stolen a car out of Reno. And rather than following police orders, The woman kept gunning her car and ramming police vehicles that were trying to stop her. And had she gotten through, I mean, she was driving in a school zone when she did this. So I don't want to put myself in a position of trying to second guess. I mean, obviously it looks bad. Obviously a jury found him at fault, but I'm not going to sit here and say that that's indicative of all, let alone even a small portion of police officers. It's very, very difficult when you're in a situation like that. You've got a split second to make a decision, and look, not every decision is going to be the right decision. In this case, clearly, I think he went too far, obviously, and a jury agreed, and he's going to have to pay the price for it if he's, if his conviction is held up on appeal.
That's Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. You got to see his Muth's Truths, though. His Muth's Truths today is absolutely great. So check it out. Muth's Truths. Chuck Muth, good guy. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Wednesday. It's Hump Day. We are far from done. We'll get to more phone calls, by the way. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. First-time callers, always welcome. We'll get to your calls on the other side right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000. 870-4000.
This is Republican Assemblyman Glenn Levitt, representing Assembly District 23, which includes Boulder City, South Henderson, including Sun City Anthem, and everything south, all the way to Laughlin. I'll be joining Kevin Wall here on AM 670 to discuss recent developments in our state capitol. The 81st legislative session will be one of the most important in Nevada's history as we deal with the many challenges our state is facing. To learn more about me, go to Levitt, the number 4, Nevada.com.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions, don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Sue and her wife Helen meet their son every Saturday for lunch. One week, they were late because Helen didn't realize it was Saturday. At the restaurant, they enjoyed their usual favorites and caught up. But after the meal, Helen got upset because she needed help calculating the tip. Sue missed 3 of the 10 warning signs of Alzheimer's. Did you? Be aware of confusion with time or place, challenges with problem solving, and changes in mood or behavior. Know where Alzheimer's and dementia hide. For more information, visit alz.org/Nevada and click on Know the Signs. Are you or someone you love showing some of these signs? Help and information is available. Visit alz.org/NEVADA. This message sponsored by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you haven't already made your plans, I hope you will, for the Clark County Lincoln Day Dinner. It's where everybody who is a Republican shows up. I mean, they just all do. It's this year, it is Saturday, May 1st, South Point Hotel, over on Las Vegas Boulevard South. And the guest speaker, the keynote speaker, will be Mark Hutchison, my buddy, my pal from Hutchison, Stefan. And it's gonna be big. So make sure you get your tickets. Tickets can be purchased online at clarkgop.org. And by the way, the checks can be mailed to the Clark County Republican Party, the CCRP, at 8515 Edna Avenue in Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. VIP reception will be 5 p.m. to 6 o'clock, and this could be a lot of fun. It's the Clark County Lincoln Day Dinner, Saturday, May 1st at the South Point. It's going to be a big, big deal. I wanted you to hear one of the protesters. Brian Yenis is a reporter for Fox and was in the streets last night. And protesters are saying that violence actually led to the Derek Chauvin verdicts, the 3 guilty verdicts, that the violence in the street played a role. Listen to this. Is cut number, well, excuse me, hang on 1 second. This is cut number 4. Here it is from last night on Hannity.
Hey, Sean, this is a protest here that started at Barclays Center and is now headed to Prospect Park. It's about 150 to 200 people, actually. And what we've been hearing tonight from a lot of the leaders of these protests is a couple things. One, this one guilty verdict is not going to bring justice. As a matter of fact, the leader of the Shut It Down New York City group told the crowd that the mission is abolition. That means to abolish the police. The solution is abolition. These are the things that the leaders were telling the group. On top of that, we also spoke to Hawk Newsom, who is a leader of the Greater New York BLM group, who said that this verdict actually justifies the violent and the nonviolent protests. He says that it was the violent protests and the rioting that actually helped bring about this verdict. He mentioned the fact that Rodney King, as well as others, they did not get the justice that they sought. And now they believe that with this threat of rioting and the mixture of violent and nonviolent protests, that this is why they received the result that they did. So there isn't a celebratory mood here. As a matter of fact, it is just a mood in which people believe that it has justified, that they believe they need to continue to move forward. You can see the group continue to march here as they're going to the park and they're crossing over the road. But again, this isn't celebratory at all. This is, as a matter of fact, they're using this as a way to say, you know what, we have to keep moving forward. They keep saying the names of Breonna Taylor and others. And I'm going to try to speak to some people here in a second. We're just moving at a very quick pace here. But again, Sean, I think it's important that we reiterate that, that this is not, that they're not seeing this as an end or some sort of means to a solution. This is just that they're going to continue to march this summer and beyond.
It'll be interesting to see if this thing has any carryover effect, and I don't know that it will. The movement I always point to is Occupy Wall Street, and it lasted, what, 8 weeks, 10 weeks, maybe 12 weeks? And then all of a sudden, it just went away. Nobody ever heard of Occupy Wall Street. They didn't get anybody elected. Nothing happened. Stick around. More to do. We'll close it out for a Wednesday on AM 670 KMZQ.
blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KNZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
This is Heidi Harris for Boss Security Screens. I was looking for a way to make my home feel even more secure, and I found these Boss Security Screens. They are amazing. First of all, they look great. They are guaranteed to prevent break-ins and forced intrusions, and they're installed over whichever kind of windows you have already. Nobody has to come in your house to give you an estimate. Nobody has to come in your house to install these amazing screens. The great thing is they keep the bad guys out, but if you need to get out in an emergency or a family member, child, elderly person, they have an ADA compliant latch that allows that easily. So very important. BossSecurityScreens.com. That's B-O-S-S. BossSecurityScreens.com. Give them a call. They'll be happy to come out and give you a free estimate, show you the different colors and all the features. BossSecurityScreens.com. Made in the USA. Guaranteed for life. Call 702-637-0255. 702-637-0255. You're going to love them as much as I love mine. BossSecurityScreens.com.
I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, there's all kinds of really cool stuff going on. We're going to be telling you more about it in the days to come. There are, I don't know whether it's the nice weather, whether it's the positivity rate being down, but for some unexplained reason, people want to get out. And there are more and more political functions that are now back online as opposed to being online. They're back on the schedule. And, you know, we talked about the Lincoln Day dinner and so many other things. We're going to be bringing you a whole list of those sorts of things where they're starting to have meetings. Social distancing, I guess, Clark County Commission voted to approve 3-foot separation, social distancing, instead of 6 feet. I don't know of anybody that is now doing 6 feet of separation. Have you seen it at the grocery store, at the beauty salon, at your local bar and grill? I'll be honest with you. Nobody is doing social distancing. And I have a feeling that once May 1st comes, less and less people will be doing masks. I know people who have walked from one end of a Walmart to the other. It's not me, by the way, but I was told of this. And they walked from one end of the store to the other. I think it was Megan Barth. And nobody even said boo to her.